cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to our business masterclass. I'm Safia Boule of New Habits, and I help leaders make shift happen. Last week, we spoke to Grant Robson, Managing Director of the Finance Team, on why you need financial management in your business. I don't think that if you're growing your business, that that's something that you can avoid. So please, if you are growing your business, download that podcast. It was an awesome conversation. Today, we're speaking to Jean Chawapiwa, and she's been a frequent guest with us recently, and we're speaking to her about developing markets globally. So joining us in studio is Jean Chawapiwa. She is the country director of WeConnect International in South Africa, and she's also the MD of Win-Win Solutions for Africa Consultancy. Hi, Jean. How are you doing?
Hi. It's nice to be talking to you again. I'm doing very well.
Awesome having you on the show. But today we're speaking with you in a very different capacity.
Yes, and thank you for inviting me back. Of course, I'm delighted to be speaking about my own company, yeah. Which is great. Yeah.
So, Jean, one of the things that is becoming very prevalent in South African companies right now is setting their sights on markets across the border.
Yes.
And in years gone by, I worked in a large corporate and I did due diligences for a number of expansion ideas in African marketplaces. And it's awesome speaking to you because I can't think of anyone who's traveled more and seen more business done in Africa than perhaps you, given your entire career span, which has been very, very Africa-based.
Yes.
So maybe you can tell us a bit about what it's like to do business across the border and whether you can go there with the same kind of mindset that you have here in the South African markets.
Okay. That's, I've been very privileged to have traveled so much across the continent. If I can give just a little bit of the background that I have, obviously born on the amazing continent of Africa, then grew up, and was educated in the UK, then came to live in South Africa. And it's been an amazing opportunity. So I started my career in the UK with British Telecom, doing marketing and communications, which is my background. Was able to do a number of portfolios in that field. So when I came to South Africa, I had that experience, joined the CSIR, absolutely amazing organization, lots and lots of leadership development. And then we started interacting with the African markets. So first I joined what was then the Department of Transport Technology. And we were working on a lot of big projects that were going to be going across borders. So that was really my first dip into, oh my God, there's a lot happening on this continent. There's a lot of planning. I then moved on to what was then mining technology, mining tech. And again, looking at what the mining houses, the big mining houses were doing, extending across the borders with big mining operations in other countries and bordering countries, as well as West and East Africa. So I had that experience. From there, I was then headhunted into the mining industry and got to work with first Placer Dome, which was then taken over by Barrick Gold. And Barrick had a lot of operations in Tanzania and was starting operations in other places like Zimbabwe, but had exploration projects in other parts of the continent. So again, I was able to travel. We did work around mergers and acquisitions and market growth and just understanding the different countries. So we would do analysis on what's happening politically, economically, and anything that would really affect the business. So I got a lot of experience in how the large corporates work in analyzing a country and just really setting their sights of understanding where their growth opportunities would be, but also where the biggest challenges would come in. Yeah. After that, I then moved across to Rio Tinto and got to travel even more across the continent, then included countries like Guinea, Namibia, Cameroon, and other countries too. Worked a lot in Zimbabwe and obviously the operations in South Africa as well. So going back to your questions, what's it like to do business on the continent? I think the first word that always comes to mind for me is it's exciting, because okay. it's not boring. But I guess it always depends whose money you're using to test the excitement.
Yeah.
But it is exciting. And there are a lot of opportunities. So what my company does, I named my company Win-Win Solutions for Africa for a specific reason, because I know that there are a lot of opportunities out there. And we really want to help businesses to facilitate doing business in Africa sustainably so. So we basically help entrepreneurs to understand the country that you're going into, because I don't think it's easy, but it's not impossible. Okay. So I really help work with companies, and I work with a team of Africa experts that we bring in to make sure that companies do the proper analysis, they do the research, they really understand their strengths, what the opportunities are going to be by working in another country, and then what the risks will be. And there are risks. But if you understand the risks, then you can manage the risks. So we get them to understand the risks, and also then help them to come up with the right strategy that for market entry, because obviously there's lots of different ways you can enter new markets for growth. You can test the market. You can go in big. You can go in with already having already established your client base, etc. So we help them to do those things, and to help to understand the market. And yeah, can you do business with the same mindset? Yeah, I mean, I think the business objectives are the same.
Yeah,
and you're there to make money, at least break even and learn new things. If you fail, you need to fail fast and fail forward and learn from it. And there's a lot to be gained. There really is a lot to be gained. The African market, you know, we've had amazing growth on the continent. And I know a lot of the countries are coming from a low base. So you have countries like Tanzania, where they talk about, you know, 6% growth, Kenya, Senegal, Ivory Coast, etc., Uganda, which have, you know, 5, 6, 7% growth rates. That really means opportunities.
Yeah. So
but obviously...
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, so obviously in South Africa, where your growth rate is looking quite low,
yeah.
It seems like almost a natural thing to be starting to look to your neighbors for your growth mm-hmm. opportunities.
Yes, absolutely. I think often we look way beyond our neighbors and think, you know, market entry into Europe
yeah.
or US would be easier. But I think there are a lot of opportunities in Africa. And I think what I often talk about is that there's opportunities everywhere, even in the war zone, people
yeah.
are doing business, you know. So, but obviously not everybody wants to do business in a war zone, but it's really understanding where your opportunities are and what your risks are and what and how you make that informed market entry into those countries.
Okay. So, Jean, earlier on you described it as being quite exciting to work in Africa.
Yes.
What in your business, particularly given the fact that you help businesses open up opportunities in Africa, and you help them with the due diligence and understanding the environment that they're going into, what are the most exciting opportunities that you can think of right now that you know, South African business can look forward to in working on the continent?
Yeah. So the opportunities are wide-ranging, and I'm conscious that your listenership obviously come from different market sectors.
Yeah.
So I think one of the ways to describe the opportunities is to actually look at what's happening in those in the countries. So there's often a lot of large-scale infrastructure projects happening in some of the African countries. Look at those and then link the opportunities to some of those kind of growth.
Yeah.
There's new markets opening up. So you've got, for example, Kenya, you know, there's a whole technology and innovation hub buzz that's going on. Does your business suit that market? Can you thrive there? Can you bring new information to that? Or are you going to be a follower or a leader? So if you can go into those markets and be a leader and keep in step with what's going there and add value, then that's the right opportunities for you. So it is really exciting. I think there's opportunities. There's another one is new hotels opening up. So we've got hotels like Marriott's that are opening up new hotels in new countries. We've got solar and power industries opening up with big investments. You've got the gas discoveries that are happening in Mozambique and Tanzania. So all of those bring business opportunities, but obviously it's got to be the right business for you. And of course, there's the industry that I was involved in, which was the mining sector. It's been in a huge slump for ages, but it's starting to have an upturn. So our client base, we find, are now coming back. We're doing more and more work for them. Mm-hmm. So there's a slight revival that's happening. And certainly for us, you know, clients saying, you know, can you help me to understand, is this what's happening in the country? What's changed in the legislation? Who are the new leaders? What's going to happen politically? We help the companies to do an analysis, you know, politically too. So working with, like I said, my key experts, we often do workshops where we'll just analyze deeply one country for a client. Say, you know, where are your opportunities? What's the risk? What's going on? Are there going to be elections coming up soon? What is that going to mean if there's a change in leadership? And bringing all of that into kind of the strategic understanding of the country.
Okay. And I suppose, I mean, like, were you doing work on the continent, were you doing work elsewhere? That is a critical part of the due diligence process before you go and invest money and, like, any kind of bandwidth or infrastructure in for your business anywhere. What I'd like to know from you, Jean, is, you know, when you're a service business and when you're a product business, sometimes your approach is very different. Do you guide your clients differently regardless, or is it the same kind of approach? Is it the same kind of information that you have to look for? I'm thinking of, let's say, a company that is an auditing firm or a leadership development business. Is it the same as going in as an infrastructure construction business or something like that?
It's never the same because there's elements. Obviously, if you're moving products against across borders, there's, you know, there's taxes, there's delays, there's all sorts of different costs and risks that are involved in that. So what we do per client is we actually look at, you know, what is their product, what is their market, where are their products being moved to? Is it to across by road, by rail, all the different opportunities, and then we analyze the risk. So no, the answer is it's not the same. And we take each client separately, do an analysis on what service or what product they're actually intending to move across. Often there's visa problem, work permit problems. You know, there's a large variety of things that we actually look at. Some clients choose to do market entry by acquiring another company. So therefore, you know, that's different. Sometimes you have your workforce already in country. So my answer is it differs according to the different companies and what it is they're trying to do. And often whether they're a small startup or a large company with big pockets, again, you know, they deal with risks very differently and opportunities differently as well.
Yeah. So Jean, Win-Win Solutions for Africa and WeConnect, they really intersect in that they're trying to, they both share a common objective, which is about opening market and business opportunities for business owners locally and on the continent. What would you say is the preferred way of embarking on a new, so assuming that you've got your due diligence, assuming you've done your research, what is the preferred way for you, and what would you advise our listeners to starting to explore relationships with people on the continent so that they can do business?
Yeah, so let me just, for those who don't know what WeConnect are, it's an organization that identifies, registers, and certifies women-owned businesses. It's a global organization. It's operating in over 100 countries, but for certification, currently you can only do the certification in 21 countries. And on the African continent, that's in South Africa and Nigeria. It's an amazing network of women business owners, and the business has to be minimum 51% owned, managed and controlled by women. For us to do the certification in South Africa, the company has to be registered in South Africa. Then we do the certification, the same thing for Nigeria. But once you're in the network, you're open to the whole global network. So 21 countries where we've got women business owners who've done their certification, it means you can reach into those countries and find partners or advisors or just people to network with much easier. It's absolutely an amazing network that we're really encouraging our women business owners to use, and they're using it very, very effectively. Beyond the certified business owners, we've also got another almost 80 countries where you can still find women business owners that are self-registered on the database. Beyond that, WeConnect is actually owned by the large U.S. companies. So your Coca-Cola's, Procter & Gamble, ExxonMobil, EY, etc., are the key members. So they can go into the database at any time and find the women business owners that are registered, and more importantly, certified women business owners within the network. And it's actually an amazing way to make market entry, at least a slight easier market entry, because if EY, if you're a supplier to EY in South Africa, it's much easier for you to become a supplier to EY in Mozambique and in Tanzania and in Guinea, etc. And we really encourage it as market entry. And we find we're working more and more with the corporates. Number one, looking for women-owned businesses who can expand across borders with them. And that makes life a lot easier if you've actually got a supplier, a big corporate like EY or Procter & Gamble that you're moving across the borders with. So that's where WeConnect comes in for us. A win-win solutions where first registered and certified with WeConnect, and then the opportunity came up for us to actually become the market leader for South Africa, which we jumped at, and we're growing the database for South Africa. And now we're also looking at how we can grow that across the continent, and at least growing our networks across the continent. So it is the preferred way. I find corporates are looking for more women business owners that are working in other markets and that can work with them in other markets. And women business owners are looking for partners, advisors, and people who they can add to their network also in other business markets. So you're finding like-minded people to help you to make those decisions about market entry and, you know, just testing the markets out. So that's really where WeConnect comes in for us. Okay. And one of the things that happened to me when I joined WeConnect, I was able to go to their annual conference in the U.S., and I heard the corporate saying there, where it's huge, it's massive, saying to the women business owners in the U.S., you know, we want you to expand into other markets with us, into Asia, into the Africa. And I thought, no, actually, we have African women business owners in Africa who want to do that, exactly that. So we're making sure that our women are the ones that will expand with the corporates into the rest of Africa. But of course, that doesn't stop the non-women-owned businesses networking with us too. So a company that wants to find a woman business owner in Rwanda, you know, we'd happily help them to connect, because it's business for that women-owned business in Rwanda. So the network really helps a lot of business owners.
So essentially what you're saying to the listeners is that what is critical is understand your industry, understand your environment you're going into, and start identifying the like-minded people that you can... Hello? Hi, Jean.
Sorry, yeah. I heard you saying understand your industry, and then it died.
So I'm just going to start over again. So
Okay.
So I'm assuming that you're saying that when you're not part of WeConnect, the way in which to reach business networks elsewhere is simply to start really understanding the environment you want to go into, really understand the kinds of businesses and who the players are there, and start having relationships with people in those spaces.
Yeah, whether you're part of WeConnect or not, it's really important to understand the country, the industry, the environment, the politics, the culture. So I'd say that to everybody, whether it's within the WeConnect network or not, it's really important part of market entry. Because, and we advise people to at least visit, even if it's just one visit. Don't dive into doing business with a country that you've actually never been to, don't understand it. Because what we see on TV and what we read about often doesn't reflect when you're actually on the ground. It's really good to go in, and understanding is important. I mean, that's why we do deep stakeholder analysis. Like you said, you know, we do a detailed due diligence. So I don't advise people to go in blindly. I think that's a mistake.
Okay. And what are some of the challenges that people have when they start doing business on continent? You mentioned early on that there are delays, there are taxes. What are some of the things that you have to be prepared for if you're going to do business on this continent of Africa?
I would say, you know, it's almost the same things you would have if you're doing business in South Africa, but often they're magnified. Okay. So that's why the understanding is important. So things like if you've got to collect payments, you know, it's complicated often collecting payments when you're in South Africa and the company's in South Africa. So you can imagine when it's across borders, it becomes even more complicated. Like you said, taxes, you really need to understand the taxes and their impact and how they will impact on your business. Okay. Legislation is often a moving thing in Africa as well as around the world. So you really need to understand what is the legislation that will impact you, whether it's part of getting the right employees in to do the work, or, you know, it's bringing in goods that are banned. You know, you really need to make sure that you understand the legislation. You need to understand the culture and the way that country does business. I mean, we often talk about corruption, and it's really important to understand how corruption works in those countries and how you can avoid it. I always say to people, don't get involved in corruption, because once you start, it's very difficult to get out of it. And you have an option to walk away. And you know, having worked with the corporates like you have, we know that corporates, well, majority of corporates, won't get involved with corruption. Working for Rio Tinto was great because we just told them, our friend, there's a policy, we don't do it. We'd rather walk away, and we'd rather wait. If it means you wait 3 months longer for a permit or 6 months longer, we'd rather do that. So you really need to understand corruption and how it works and how it will impact you and your business as well. Understanding the people as well. So that there's a lot of moving parts to doing business that a business needs to actually know. And we're still learning. I mean, I go back and forth and back and forth to Mozambique. We've been in Mozambique for many years, and we have some big clients there. We do research. I spent months and months there doing research, not only for Rio Tinto, but also for my clients under my new business. But I find I'm still learning new things all the time. So don't take it for granted that you know the environment. You know, keep an eye out and keep learning. One of the things we do for one of our clients, we do daily media clippings for them. But it's not just, you know, this is what's in the news. It's what's in the news that's going to affect your business. How do we improve your, you know, 360 view of what this country is going through? So we do daily media clippings. Plus, we also add comments. So if there's a change in leadership, we'll do a profile clipping of that person. If there's something in the article that is linked to another article, we'll find that other article. If there's legislation that's coming out, we'll look for the legislation. So we do really informed media clippings for them. So when they're reading them, you know, we can actually help them to have a wider view so they can focus on their business while we do the research for them. So, yeah. So understanding and the moving parts is really important. Like I said, you know, the networks help you. I spend a lot of time in country connecting with the networks, and I've built networks beyond the women-owned businesses, yeah, into the mining industries, into other businesses. I link with a lot of people on LinkedIn before I go in country. And just sitting and having a cup of coffee with somebody in the banking sector, and then having another coffee with somebody in the mining sector, and having another coffee with somebody who was born and bred in the country and a professional, gives you new insights, yeah, into what's happening and the changes and the opportunities. And there are a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, and I imagine that once you're doing business on the continent, you're going to have partners that are firmly established there, and that you're going to be constantly gathering information from them so that you can understand how to change your company and to morph your service to be able to provide a profitable offering on an ongoing basis.
Yes. It's a yes and a no. Like we all know, you can have partners and have really bad communication between, yeah, the partners. So it's, again, making sure that you make time to stay informed and ask the right questions and listen. That's often what we do for some of our clients, is that continual listening, relearning and relooking and assessments. You can't take it for granted that, for one thing, that their partners are not misinforming them deliberately either. So, so you know, we try and keep an eye on the ground and an ear to the wind to see, you know, what are some of those things that we can help them to understand.
So, Jean, we come to the end of our chat now, and I'm wondering, is there any specific thing that you think our listeners really, really should know and think about when they consider expanding their businesses further along on the continent?
Yeah, I think we've covered a lot of it. I think the first thing I would say they need to know is that opportunities are there. Don't underestimate the opportunities on this continent. I think we're so used to hearing bad news that we, mm-hmm, think it's all bad news. The opportunities really are there. And I think I've told the story before about, you know, I go to Guinea for a project, and I'm amazed at the lack of development in the country. And yet you stop at Senegal, that's just a few hours away, and, you know, Senegal is so developed and so advanced.
Yeah.
But there were big business opportunities in Guinea. You know, we, like I said, you know, on the evenings when we needed to eat, there were really amazing cafes and restaurants that we could go to. There were hotels that looked after us. There were people who made sure that when I wanted to get an amazing West African outfit, you could, mm-hmm, go to a really nice boutique. So the business opportunities are there. Like we say, you know, understand the market, understand the people, and be smart, yeah, on the continent. You know, don't be a fool and be caught out. You've just got to be really smart. Things like, you know, work permits have become more and more difficult on the continent. So really understand that you're, how you're going to get into the country. Is it a country where you can arrive and pay for your visa on arrival? Do you have the right passport for that? You know, a lot of people are turned back at the airports. So don't be the one who can do that. The other thing is that there are lots of people who can give you free information. So the embassies, they'll have people who can give you information. There's a lot of information, obviously, online. So really take the time to be informed. And there's organizations like ourselves who really want to work with clients serious and looking at expanding onto the continent. And we want to help. And we love working with people that are serious about business and serious about doing good business on the continent. And the other thing for me is I'm very passionate about the continent and its people and developing jobs. I think, you know, we really need to make sure that our youth have work. So I encourage and want to work with people who are looking for the right solutions for Africa, looking to help the people of Africa, looking to make sure that we're doing the right things for ourselves, not kind of a burn and slash approach.
Awesome.
So I think my last message would be, you know, let's be good to the continent. Let's not just go in there and take, but let's give too. And let's find the right solutions for our continent to grow, our solutions for ourselves as well as those that come after us.
Awesome. Fabulous. Thank you, Jean. That was our guest, Jean Chawapiwa. She's Country Director for WeConnect International in South Africa and MD of Win-Win Solutions for Africa. And her message to us is very simple. It is that there's lots of opportunities in Africa, that at the core, it's business as usual, as you would do it here. It's about relationships. It's about understanding the environment. And it's about the give and take of business if you want to be in sustainable business. Next up is our business conversation. Stay with us. CliffCentral.com.